A series of quick-moving disturbances will rotate around an upper-level low parked to our northwest over the coming days. The first brought us rain and cool temperatures for Memorial Day Monday. Plus, we'll have another round of clouds and showers today, then rinse and repeat and do it all over again on Wednesday. So for today, another disturbance will approach the region, likely in the afternoon and evening. The Storm Prediction Center's got us under a marginal risk for severe weather. That's likely dependent upon some breaks forming in the clouds to help energize the atmosphere, but we'll talk more about that in a minute. Some showers and thunderstorms will remain possible this evening, but the chances will continue to decrease overnight. But we'll again have the potential for showers and storms on Wednesday before a small area of high pressure clears us out for the day on Thursday. Another cold front looks to drop into the region from the north on Friday. So far, it looks like it'll be in the afternoon, but if it's delayed until later afternoon or early evening, we may find some thunderstorms firing up as well as some showers. It looks like the front will stall out to our south on Saturday, which would put us in the cooler side of that front, but this is rather far out meteorologically speaking, so we'll refine that as the time gets a bit closer. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across Pennsylvania and New York, also a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Kansas into Missouri, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across central Oregon and Washington. Also, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over southern Louisiana. Marginally severe thunderstorms with hail and wind will be possible today across parts of the northeast and from eastern Kansas into Missouri. Isolated severe storms with hail and wind are also possible over Washington late Tuesday into the evening, and a few strong thunderstorms with wind gust will also be possible across southern Louisiana. A large upper-level low remains situated over Ontario with a broad area of strong cyclonic flow aloft from the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys across the northeast. A weak surface trough will move eastward across Pennsylvania, New York, and provide a focus for daytime thunderstorm development. Cool temperatures aloft along with 50s to near 60-degree dew points should support at least a few severe thunderstorms here. Storms are expected to form around noon across western Pennsylvania and New York along the front and will develop and move relatively slowly northeastward during the afternoon, possibly reaching Vermont by evening. The primary storm mode is expected to be cellular, but small lines may eventually form with outflow mergers. Hail is expected to be the main threat with strong wind gusts eventually as well. Long hodographs along with weak but veering winds with height in the low levels suggest a few supercells are possible. A slight risk cannot totally be ruled out in later outlooks, although marginal moisture and instability along with the overall weak surface pattern look to temper the magnitude of this event. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, patchy drizzle and fog in the morning, then a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 65 degrees. In Boston, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 65 degrees. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 73 degrees with a record of 92 set in 1987. Normal minimum temperature is 52 degrees with a record of 33 set in 1967. Sunrise and sunset data for today, May the 30th. Sunrise at 5:21 a.m. and sunset at 8:25 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this morning, then showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely and maybe a thunderstorm this evening, then a chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, highs in the mid-60s, a chance of thunderstorms this evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with patchy fog this morning, a chance of showers, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm this evening, then a chance of showers overnight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of patchy fog in the morning, otherwise showers in the afternoon with highs in the low 60s, a chance of thunderstorms this evening, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, showers likely in the afternoon with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the upper 60s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms this evening, then a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Mostly sunny and nice for Thursday with highs in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees. Partly sunny with a chance of showers on Friday, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Partly sunny Saturday, highs in the mid and upper 60s. And for Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, mid-60s to low 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.